This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCN Live on the website, as well as to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the larger markets in America. And let's not forget about those great leading independent stations that are out there, too, scattered in there, just for good measure. And, of course, we're streaming live on the Internet all around the world, and we're up on the Westwood One satellite. Now, all that being said, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch, thanks so very much to the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers. Yep, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. To the FedEx, the UPS drivers, to the bulk mail haulers. Felix and the gang out there hauling the bulk mail all over the place. To our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and the other commodities that we need to make sure that we can go where we need to go. And, of course, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. Go over there and follow us, and you can communicate with us over there and get in the chat room, the Captain's America. Get into the chat room. The Captain's Group is what it's called, actually. The Captain's Group over at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Now, we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Okay, well, we are back live and in living color. And we're here with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we're also here with our special guest, and he's back this week, Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Good morning, Mr. Mark.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, it's currently 84 degrees here. Let's see. Yep, 84 degrees. It went down 2 degrees. We actually went from 85 to 86 after midnight and stayed up there a bit. Now it's down to 84. So I guess we'll take that, right?
I would.
Yep. Cooler temperatures. All right, Mr. Mark and Mr. Kyle, you guys ready to say the pledge?
Yep. Do it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag.
Of
the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we'll certainly remind you of that because we've lost our way, folks, and we need to pick up on it again. Well, Mr. Mark, there's quite a bit of gun stories, information going on today. Apparently, here we go again with the ghost guns and the Supreme Court reinstating, at least until it gets decided on, the Biden ATF ghost gun rules.
Yeah, I don't want people to get too alarmed about that. That's procedural stuff. It was originally stayed. They kept the stay in place until the 8th. They extended the stay until the 10th. And they put basically what they've done is they've put a stay on the Fifth Circuit stay, okay, allowing the government, as Lee the Gunwriter Williams told my audience yesterday, you know, the Supreme Court showed deference to the government while this works its way through the Fifth Circuit, through the court system. So this is not, you know, a lot of people are disappointed that Roberts and Coney Barrett were involved in issuing that stay. I don't want people to read too much into it right now. It's a case we feel confident that we're going to win. But at the same time, you know, the court has done a lot of this since Bruin in these gun cases, allowing the lower courts to work these cases through the system, knowing that some of them are going to eventually get to the Supreme Court. This is not an indication, and I want to point this out. I did speak with Mr. Alan Gottlieb about this also. This is not an indication of how the court may vote on a future Supreme Court case. It's simply letting it stand while the court, we're disappointed in that, but it's just letting this go through the system. It's just the way the system works, guys. It's just the way it is. And this is why we fight what we fight every single day.
Yeah, I got you on that one, and that is for sure. The other thing is that the Democrats are introducing the long-promised legislation to skyrocket the price of guns by adding a tax on a tax on another tax.
Yeah, good luck with that. Let me just leave it at that. You're talking about the 1,000% excise tax that the Democrats want to put on quote-unquote assault weapons, however they want to define an assault weapon. If you want to see a definition of Democrats' assault weapons, just look at California or look at Washington State. You'll find out exactly what it is, which is essentially every semi-automatic rifle. That's what they refer to as a quote-unquote assault weapon. But this would increase the price if it were to pass. It's not going to. But if it were, it would increase the price of a $500 AR-15 to $5,000. It would increase the price of a $2,000, for example, if you bought a really nice Daniel Defense AR-15, would increase the price to $20,000. It's not going to happen. But again, this is why we fight what we fight. This is what the Democrats want for you. When they tell you they don't want to take your guns, they're looking at you at midnight and telling you that it's white out. These people are innate, born, evil liars.
Yep.
They want your guns because you're standing in their way of their global agenda. Don't believe me? Look at what they're doing to Donald Trump, who is standing in the way of their global agenda. They hate you. Just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's true. And if you don't agree with them, they're going to figure out a way to get back at you however they can. And you make a comment about, well, you might get after me, but I'm going to turn around and get after you. They call that an attack on their whatever. But and that again is what they're doing with Trump. All right, here comes the music, Mark and Kyle. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, on a Wednesday, we talk about a lot about guns and a lot about other things. We'll get into a little diversity when we come back. But how about that vote in Ohio? What's that going to have to do for guns? It does have some relevance. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind is telling you about our friends at Moss Nissan. You know, Moss Nissan, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group, and they are definitely just kicking it all through the Tampa Bay area to the north and to the east of Tampa, where they're located, and of course right here in Tampa Bay on North Florida Avenue. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're an EMT, whether you're a firefighter, whether you're a police officer, active or retired, and church pastors too, active or retired, get a tremendous opportunity to save some money on a newer pre-owned car. Now, they also come with, the vehicles come with Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And that's another perk that you get. Now, the Moss locations are the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. And by the way, you can see that great big huge American flag over a mile away before you ever get there, way up in the air, just shining and letting you know that here we are, come see us. And that really gets me every time I see that. And then, of course, you've got the Nissan and the Acura dealer side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they're right there beside each other. Take your pick. And then, of course, up in Brooksville, Florida, they've got the brand-new Moss Nissan dealership, and I mean it is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Everything is high-tech all the way. And they're located on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, backed up against the Suncoast Parkway right there. So they're right there where the toll road is on the south side of the road. Again, they got one of those big flags. You'll be able to see it. Now, Moss Nissan, tell them the captain sent you. Their motto, of course, whatever it takes to be the best, whatever it takes. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio is back with us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, brother.
And I'll tell you, Kyle's got a question he wants to ask you, so I know I'm gonna let him go and do that, but then I got one to follow up with, but go ahead.
Well, good morning, Mark. And, you know, I was curious. Obviously, I think this issue one in Ohio went down to defeat. We know that it had implications, big implications for abortion in that state. But wasn't there also, I think, something to do with the ability then to implement gun control, you know, more easily if this went down to defeat? Was that correct?
Well, you got a good example. I talked about this on my show yesterday, guys. I was shocked to see the result of the vote yesterday, like you guys were. Captain and I were talking during the break. And I'll have to go back and listen to some of the commentary on my program from yesterday. I didn't think this would pass. If it did, I didn't think it would pass with the level that, or be, let me say defeated, by the level of defeat that it experienced in Ohio. And as the captain was mentioning, you know, the Democrats did what the Democrats do. They turned out a vote yesterday by hinging on the abortion aspect of this. And what we're talking about, listeners, is the defeat in Ohio to strengthen the ability to firm up its state constitution and not allow ballot measures, et cetera, to change the constitution. They wanted to make it, instead of a 50% vote, a 60% vote. And yeah, it does. You got to look at Oregon, for example. Okay. Oregon had the ballot measure. It passed by, you know, less than 1%. 0.8% or something, and it was a gun control bill. Here in the state of Ohio, can they change the constitution to make it easier for gun control? It stays the same. It doesn't increase to a 60% threshold now. But yeah, I mean, there's always concern about that, but this apparently hinged on, you know, people and abortion. The Democrats drove the abortion vote out, and the Republicans need to learn a lesson from this.
Well, Nancy Mace, and I'll follow up with what I was going to ask. Nancy Mace, a congresswoman from, Virginia, I believe. She hit the nail on the head a while back, and some people didn't like what she said. She said that the Republicans need to take a long look at their position on abortion and maybe change it a little bit. Well, they do, and this once again proves it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to disagree with that. I don't know that they need to change their position on abortion and, you know, kind of a little bit out of our wheelhouse, but maybe change the way they approach the views on abortion. How they present it to,
you're right.
I'm sure. But again, it was disappointing to me because I thought Ohio might be a model for other states that, you know, like Florida, you can get a ballot initiative to change the constitution in the state of Florida, for example.
Yes.
Okay. That should be a 60, even higher in my book, 75% threshold. I mean, when you're talking about changing a state constitution, I think a 50% threshold is too low. Well, Democrat voters, using the abortion issue, were able to keep it at 50% yesterday. I was disappointed in that, but, you know, that's, again, this is why we fight these fights every day, you know?
Mm-hmm. And by the way, good morning, George. Godfather chiming in saying good morning to us, so good morning, George. Go ahead, Kyle.
Indeed. Well, you know, Mark, in Oakland, right now, they're urging the residents there not to protect themselves by, say, you know, having firearms, doing the traditional route, but they're asking people to get an air horn and sound the air horn if they're targeted by criminals. Isn't this just, I don't know, the most sort of backwards kind of thinking that you might have in dealing with major crime?
Yeah, if you're listening in Oakland, California, ignore that and buy a gun. If you have a gun, carry your gun. Look, we're getting to a point where people have to understand nobody has the moral authority to legislate away your right to defend your life with whatever tool you deem necessary. This is America. We have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. So do yourselves a favor, Oakland residents, who, by the way, are responsible for putting your own selves in these positions. I want to make that point.
Yeah.
You voted this. This is what you got. Okay? Elections have consequences. But buy yourself a gun, carry that gun, use that gun to defend yourself, because right now your city is a crap hole because of your failed Democrat policies that, again, I remind you, you voted for. Deal with it.
By the way, George asked a question. He said, aren't these commies trying to use the ATF to make it easy to take our guns?
Of course they are. George's got it going on. Yes, exactly correct. The ATF is a weaponized agency. It's a jackbooted thug outfit right now. It should be defunded. It's not necessary. It's unconstitutional. Everything that they're doing, we're fighting them in court, and we're winning on all three battles. Bump stocks, pistol braces will eventually win, the fringe and receivers as well. The ATF is not a legislative body. It cannot change law. They know it. We know it. And they will go down in flames in defeat. We're confident of that.
Good, Kyle.
Is it an interesting, Mark, that the Democrat Party essentially really wants people to just look the other way when they see these massive surges in crime, not just in Oakland, but all over the place, with this sort of notion that, you know, people who want to defend themselves are somehow on the fringe or something like that. But I can't imagine any reasonable person that would look at what's happening in society and say, nope, I don't need to protect myself.
That's what they portray in the media, guys, okay? Remember, the information that you see is being told from you, and you hear it being told to you from outfits like ABC and NBC and CNN and MSDNC, so we can all CBS, okay? That's who gives us that information. And we all have learned valuable lessons over the many, many years. We know the media is biased. We know the media hates our gun rights. And if the media is telling it to you, it's pretty much a lie. We know that because in real life, people support the 7-Eleven store owner who threw the beat down in Stockton, California on that dirt bag wheel on a garbage can into his store and trying to steal his livelihood. Okay? Public sympathy is with the guy who is the victim. The victim is not the guy who got the beat down, the thief. The victim is the guy who carried the stick because he was a victim of a criminal. That's where public sentiment lies. Forget what these liars in the media tell you. Americans know you have an inherent right to defend your life, and we will always stand up for that. If you live in a place, again, that's got a liberal Soros-funded DA that was elected and you put him there, you have to deal with it. It's the only way it can be changed. You have to vote these people out. In the meantime, if you can't carry a gun, carry a really big stick and use that guy as an example.
Not in California.
California, well, you're seeing what's happening in Stockton right now.
Yep.
But just because they live in California doesn't mean they don't have a right to defend themselves.
Nope.
They do. The commies in California that are trying to take away their means or the tool necessary that you choose to use to defend yourself.
That's
say
true.
No, ladies and gentlemen.
It should be pointed out that that guy had a knife. He might have dropped the knife, but he had a knife.
He was also threatening to shoot the people in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Beat down with a stick? Good. I hope it hurt. I hope the welts don't heal for the next 6 months.
All righty. Well, music's coming up in my ear here, and we appreciate the great spirited conversation today. You're always a wealth of information. We appreciate it, and I'll talk to you as soon as I can there.
Thanks, Captain. Thanks, Kyle. Love you guys.
Keep all right. Thank you very much. That's our good friend Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, catches show on many of these same stations. The Big Show, Sunday nights on many of these same stations. And he's got a daily show, too, the Daily Defense program. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, you're coming back with more right after these messages. And we're going to talk a little sports.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing former President Trump's alleged election interference case has scheduled a hearing for Friday in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department recently filed a protective order asking the judge to censor presidential candidate Donald Trump's speech about the case. Trump's lawyer responded this week claiming the order violates the First Amendment of the Constitution. The GOP frontrunner is not required to attend. As inflation continues to drag on your wallet, more Americans are dipping into their 401k accounts because of financial distress. That's according to Bank of America data. The number of those who did so during the second quarter spiked from the same time last year by 36%. Most cite inflation as the main reason. Bank of America's data also shows overall employee contributions remain consistent over the first half of the year. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before we get to the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, I want to remind you that this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And, of course, you can go over to the website right now, MyPillow.com. The promo code is the word captain. That's it, period, captain. That's all you need to know. And buy anything you want over there and save a boatload of money because they got everything that's there on sale. Now, if you want to call them up on the phone, you can do that too. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459 is the phone number. And go over there, check out what they have to offer, and take advantage of that. 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code will always be the word captain. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is still with me. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
And joining us right now, we have the one, the only, the incomparable, the Sports Zone quarterback, the insurance quarterback, the quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Yay! 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 They're applauding Patrick Hyland. Yay! Imagine that. Yay! There they are. They're still applauding him. Oh, that's standing room only. Oh, my goodness. How about that?
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Cal Warren.
You were loving that so much you didn't want to say anything. You just want to keep hearing it.
Oh, you got me laughing, Cap. You always have me laughing, and that's a good thing. And we need to be a little bit more lighthearted and be able to laugh and joke and not take everything so serious unless it has to do with the greatness of our country. Everything else, I think we can
learn to joke with each other, not take things so serious. But anyway, well, let's talk a little baseball, Captain.
Talk baseball. Go ahead.
There you go, man. Go over the scores last night. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Washington Nationals 8-4. The Detroit Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins 6-0. The Marlins just edged by the Reds 3-2. What a game. And the Rays beat the Cardinals 4-2. So they're only two games back of the Baltimore Orioles right now, and they are going to do their best to finish out the season and win that division. I think that's key to their World Series hopes. They have to find a way to overtake Baltimore and win that division, and then anything can happen. If they have to play their way into the playoff game or do the wild card entry and everything of that nature, it's going to be tough. But that's where they are right now. And want to shout out to the Phillies. They've been playing well, but last night the Nationals nipped them 5-4. And it's talking about the Rays again, Captain, and Joe Maddon. What a great coach, great man. Won it for the Cubs finally. Took the Rays to the playoffs, and he's had a big trio of guys who coached under him now. Davey Martinez is the head manager there. You have Kevin Cash, the manager for the Rays, and a lot of other coaches in the league because of Joe. So you always look at the managers, head coaches that have coaches underneath them that go on to success. That tells you something about them, in my opinion. And I'm sure you and Cal would agree with that.
Yep.
So, absolutely. And then the Pirates, 8-6 over. The Braves beat the Pirates 8-6. They're still, they have the most wins in the baseball at 71. The Rays were the first to 40, and then you got a couple teams to 70, the Orioles and the Braves. But it looks like the Rays are turning it back around to where they can easily catch them. And they're thankful the Astros won 7-6 over the Orioles last night. And then the Cubs, they're still not giving up. They still have a shot in that Central Division of the National League. They beat the Mets 3-2. The Mets have pretty much thrown in the towel, fire sale. That team, I guess we'll see if they regroup next year and what happens for them. The Guardians beat the Blue Jays 1-0. So they're trying to find a way to win the Central. And the Royals and Red Sox, I think they're both out of the playoff picture, but the Royals won 9-3. And the Yankees still fighting, but I just don't think they can catch the people to get to the wild card, Captain. But if anybody could do it, it would be the Yankees with the money they have. The big story up there is, are they going to keep, you know, Cashman, the GM, and Boone, the manager, for next year? I know if George Steinbrenner was still around, I don't think they would.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because they were kind of granted an extension on sort of kind of maybe promises.
No question about it, Matt. And that's so true. And then the Rockies beat the Brewers 7-3. And then for our man Kyle out there, the Los Angeles Angel fan, the Anaheim Angels, they won 7-5 over the Giants. But they're still doing what they can to find a way to, you know, get in the playoff picture. I don't know if they can win the division, but if they can keep winning and some other teams fall back, they'll make the wild card. Is the buzz still happening out there, Kyle, out in the L.A. area?
Well, I think so. I think so. And, you know, we've seen our Angels go, you know, into the playoffs before, but it's been a while, and definitely people would love to see that here.
Yeah. You know, the Rangers won 6-1 over the A's last night. That didn't help, and the Astros winning, too, didn't help them to make some gaps up on the division, but hey, they keep winning. They can possibly make it. And then the Dodgers just nipped the Diamondbacks 5-4. I think the two best teams in the National League are the Dodgers and the Braves. I think it's probably going to come down to them, unless something, you know, happens in the playoffs that's unforeseen. And then between the Orioles and the Rays, in the American League, with the Astros and Rangers, those are the four that I think are going to be the best over there. Well, we're going to have exhibition football this Friday, gentlemen. Everybody's going to be playing Friday and Saturday, so you follow your team, see what happens. a lot going on. They also have the on the depth chart, Captain, for the Bucks. They have Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask as co-starters. That tells you how close the competition is. I mean, I don't think they brought Baker in here not to start, but if Kyle looks better and he's been under the system for 3 years, Baker hasn't. Yeah, we're going to find out. Exhibition season, that's not going to be the true determiner of it, but it's going to have something to be said and who was best in practice. It's going to be hard not to go with the veteran, though, that has started, Captain. Don't you agree for right now?
Well, I do, but they should have the veteran doing what the veteran does and the backup starter who's been the backup starter doing what they does, and then it's up to that young man, Mr. Trask, to prove that he can outdo the starter, who I believe would be Baker Mayfield. Now, if he can do it, and they play in the preseason, and he shows a much better potential, then obviously he should be the starter.
That's it, Captain. You said it perfectly. You go with what can, you know, is your best bet to win a game. But it's hard, just like in boxing. If you're the heavyweight champion, you better knock me out. That used to be you're not going to win by decision or points unless it's just so brutally close to knocking me out that I'm going to give it to you. And I think there's something to be said for that. You've earned that position. You really have to lose it, or somebody has to really beat you out. So I like that. That's kind of, you know, funny, Captain, talking about beating out things. You know, every day I help out people save money. We beat the competition with their insurance needs, save the money on their pharmaceuticals, save the money on their premium costs, save the money if they have to go in the hospital, as you can attest to what I've done for you and other people. It's a very enjoyable career, Captain. I have a lot of fun doing radio, but I also really get a lot of pleasure helping people save money and taking care of their families with all their insurance needs. And I can do the same for you. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. It's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. Love to hear from you and see if I can help you out with your insurance needs. Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you. Have a great Wednesday. Cal, take care out there out west. You have a wonderful Wednesday. Tell the audience, be safe and do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. Let's just be friendly and civil to each other and be the best to make this country the great country that it is. Thanks, Captain, and God bless our military. Have a nice day, Joe. Mm-hmm.
And as they say in Brooklyn, Kyle, speak softly and carry a big stick.
That's right.
I think they say that out there in Watts in California, too, in L.A., right?
I think T.R. said it, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break, so, Kathy, have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When D&D came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The D&D gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
American, always conservative. God bless America. Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Wow, Jeff liked saying that so much he came back and said it a second time. That's good. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are the oldest sponsor we've had here on the program. They've been with me since day one, and they are the absolute best. The absolute best, I can attest to that, when it comes to blind shades or shutters. If you need those, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is the place to go. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. You can call them up, schedule an appointment, or just stop on by the store located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And they are certainly, certainly going to be the best at what they do. Because from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. Make sure to tell them the captain sent you. 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, let's go back up here and pick up Kyle Warren, who's still with me. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Thanks for sticking around. Appreciate the help.
Of course, anytime.
Yep, and of course, we've got Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com with us. And good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Now, I want to talk about something a little bit off the wall, but they just had an election in Ohio, and a lot of people are scratching their heads wondering what the heck's going on. I believe I know, because I was looking at the makeup of the voters, Now, we talked about this, Frank Silvato, one of my regular guests who's on again Friday, on Monday. And that is that the Democrats are doing a much better job working with the younger voter. Is that a fair assumption?
I hear that. Yep. I'm not sure. You know, I haven't seen much on it, but I do hear that.
Well, I've seen it work, and they are making it work. So there you go. Now, that's number one. And you can take my word on that. And it's because of the message, the way they're messaging it. Now, the younger voters were concerned about two things they were promised by Joe Biden. Number one, the forgiveness of the student loans. That was a big deal to them. They could start out at square one, not owing any money. Not that that was ever going to happen, because that would be like me saying, okay, I paid for 10 years on my 20-year mortgage, and I paid enough money, and you should just give me the house. That's kind of like the same attitude, and yeah. That's where I'm coming from. And we don't do that, number one. Number two, okay, and this is the big thing. It's the abortion issue. We have had traditionally a turnout, and Kyle can attest to this because we talked about it again, and you were part of the conversation, Kyle, on Monday with Frank Silvato about the fact that only about 25% of the Generation X and Generation Zers were showing up to vote, which meant that even though they had people voting, it wasn't enough to make a big difference. But if you added that to what was expected to be zero, then it would have been a big difference, right?
Right.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what happened in Ohio. They managed to turn out, the Democrats, that is, they managed to turn out the Generation Z, the Generation Xers, and get their people out and vote in droves. They had 580,000 votes before they ever went to the polling place. From mail-in ballots and early voting and whatnot. The majority of them were Generation Z and Generation Xers from what I've been able to gather from the local newscasts up there in Ohio. That tells me that that was the difference. And more of them voted, and this is ironic, more of them voted in this election than they did in the 2020 primary. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, part of what's happening, too, is just, you know, the rhino Republicans and GOP allowing the educational system and universities to be eroded and influenced with this, this globalist, communist, socialist methodology. So they've allowed that to happen over the years, over decades.
That is a very strong part of it. You are right. But unfortunately, they need to, and by they I mean the Republicans need to change their message and bring it more in line with toning down some rhetoric or whatever they need to do. They need to change their message so they can talk to the younger voters. They really do.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what it is, how to do it. I just try to lead by example. That's what I've always tried to do.
Yeah. Getting the right messages out and just pointing out the fact how Biden's failed, and you know, it depends on which race you're referring to. I wasn't sure which race this is, but yeah, the message.
It was about the Constitution and about changing the Constitution from a 50% vote to a 60% vote to add amendments.
Okay. Yeah, so they turned out more people, but yeah, that's the key. They've been turning out more people for a while. But you know, the other thing is there's a lot more proof coming out about the the ballot dumps and the 2020 election, and those midnight dumps and 3 a.m. dumps, and until we somehow figure out how to stop that from happening, I think it's going to be disgruntling, discouraging to a lot of voters. But we got to keep fighting. Otherwise, this next one is all for all the marbles in a lot of people's mind.
That's called security, and that's called paying attention to what's going on instead of just going home after the election's over and going to bed. Yeah, that's when the chicanery shows up, and that's when people need to be up and on their toes and watching.
Yeah, and at the polling places and volunteering and being a precinct, being involved with the precinct. Yeah, it's absolutely right. We've got to do better, and we've got to do more, and we've got to influence more people. And, there's something that I do every day is I'm talking to every single person I see at a grocery store or gas station. I'm making sure everybody knows the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, good morning, Brandon. And just briefly here, let's talk real briefly about U.S. housing affordability. It's being said that right now it's at an all-time low. I know some places might be booming in terms of building and or selling, but what about people's ability to get that loan, especially with the higher interest rates?
Right. Yeah, you have a lot of tightening of the markets right now of the lending criteria requirements are tightening due to a lot of the fraud, a lot of the fraudulent activities and you know, some of the different challenges that we talked about in previous shows about the commercial markets as well, how much the commercial markets affect overall with the lending institutions, a.k.a. large banks. So, yeah, there's a tightening there. And yeah, the affordability is hurting everybody. It's not just housing, it's across the board with fuel and gasoline and food, and it affects everything. Trucking, we had that yellow trucking company, that big, one of the biggest, oldest trucking companies going out of business, filing bankruptcy. So yeah, this Biden policy is failing. Bidenomics is a joke. And as much as they continue to tout it, it's a failing, it's a failing system, and we all see it. Most people see it. But, yeah, they still have this cult-like following that is going to vote Democrat no matter what. So we've got to turn out the vote.
Indeed, indeed. And also, Brandon, you're also the consumer quarterback, and you look out for people, especially where scams are concerned. Are there any new scams that have happened already or something on the horizon you can tell us about?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening in the real estate space. We have what people will do is they'll take a listing, a real estate listing off of, you know, one of the major websites, and they will duplicate that listing and make it into a fake real estate listing. And they'll say, hey, send your escrow deposit, send your deposit over here. And they're actually trying to get people to send them Venmo. So, I hate to say it, but if you're dumb enough to send somebody Venmo on a real estate transaction, hey, come on, we can't be that ignorant to real estate rules and laws and procedures. I mean, whenever you have a real estate contract, it's going to say, here's the escrow deposit. The escrow deposit goes to a third party, which is a title company or a lawyer's office, a title company typically in Florida. But in other states, sometimes the attorneys will handle it. But don't fall for those scams. They're online. They're everywhere. And they'll do it for a rental. They'll do it for a for sale transaction. But definitely don't use Venmo. Nobody's using Venmo to take your down payments. And that's one of the biggest scams I've seen right now. Of course, they'll also get you to try to mail in a money order payment as well. So you got to be careful with that and be cautious. And we talk a lot about this on my show. It's the Consumer Quarterback Show. And our YouTube channel, Brandon Rhymes Realty, Brandon Rhymes Realty or Brandon Rhymes REQB. We've got over 2,000 videos now on our YouTube channel.
You got to wrap it up. We got about 10 seconds. Okay.
All right. ConsumerQB.com, ConsumerQB.com. And Captain Kyle, thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Take care, my friends. Okay, Kyle, running out of time here. We'll talk to you tonight.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, folks, have a great day. God bless America. Stay cool. Stay cool.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.